This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin, there are a few people still left on the line.
I know you wouldn't know this because you're listening at home. You just missed an just captivating commercial break with Corey answering the phone and like quickly going, "Hold please."
You know what?
Back to them.
I'm gonna call an audible real
fast. You're just gonna take phone calls?
Yeah, the people who are on right now.
All right.
We got lines 8, 9, 1. Some
two,
people are,
3, 4, 5, right, 6, yeah. 7.
8, yeah. Reggie, I told them to hold, please, and they are still
holding.
We
could do the worst 5 teams tomorrow if you just want to take phone calls.
Yeah, whatever
don't
you want to talk
swear
about.
Or it's over.
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about, don't swear or I'm hanging up on you. Let's go to line 8. Let's do that one first. I don't even know what you're doing. Hey, what's going on, man? It's Corey. Are you still there?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Oh, I had you on speakerphone on my phone. I'm sorry.
Hey, what's up? Are you okay?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to cuss on the radio, so, here I am.
All right. Well, have a good night tonight, man. I miss you.
Thanks.
Hey, what's going on? It's Corey.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, dude? What are you doing?
Hey, pretty good, man. I'm going to let y'all know I might be the only Tolo out here in Delaware, and that makes me better.
That's
You're
what I'm talking
Delaware?
About. He's in Delaware.
Awesome.
Nobody is in Delaware. But
I grew up in Frisco, and I somehow ended up in Delaware, man. So here I am.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about right there, Kevin. I got all sorts of people hanging out with us right now. All right. Hey, what's going on? It's Corey.
Hello?
Hey, hello?
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 Yeah.
Are you there?
What's up?
Hey. I'm this is Philip. I'm a big fan. Even though I'm not a Cowboy fan, I love y'all's show.
You can't be.
Oh, we're
doing this. He got disconnected.
Is that what this is going to turn into? Because he said he was a big fan of us.
And my finger slipped. I was trying to answer a couple other ones, and my finger slipped when he said he wasn't a
Cowboys
fan.
Well, here's one tip. Don't say you're not a Cowboys fan.
Hey, this is Corey. What's up?
I'm this is Philip. You got to turn your radio down.
Yeah, you got to turn your radio down. Yeah. All right, let's go. Hey, this is Corey. What's up?
Corey.
Yes.
Am I on the air or no?
Yeah. Yes. Don't cuss.
Not cussing.
Okay.
Okay. So let's hash this whole fumble thing out.
All right. You've wanted to talk about this for a while because you think that it's a fumble even if it just slips out of your hands.
Well, you have to acknowledge the fact that the player that was carrying the ball lost control of the football.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a mistake by the ball carrier. And so Kevin accused me of cherry-picking my stats.
I did.
My narrative, when really I wasn't. I'm saying last year our quarterback had an issue with letting the ball get knocked out of his hands.
But somehow it bounced back into his hands all the time.
Didn't bounce back into his hands. Luckily, it bounced back into somebody on our team's hands.
There was literally a time where the ball bounced out of his hands and back into his hands.
You're right. Did happen. One time.
There you go. Thank you.
Hold on.
I don't know. I think he made a good point.
What?
Man, I think Corey just cherry-picked that conversation. You're right. It did happen one time.
This
Thank
is Corey.
You.
What's going on?
Yo.
Yo.
I'm on air.
Yeah.
Not for long.
You're high as hell, aren't you, right now?
Not really.
Okay.
What's up, man?
Man, I know you guys are not counselors, but I'm just sitting in my car right now, in the car at night.
It's true. It is night.
Yeah, it is night.
And what are you thinking about?
You okay?
You all right?
I need some man advice.
Okay. All right. Oh, man. Okay.
Yes. So, am I really being a bitch or am I being too nice? Did I cuss?
You're all right for
now.
Yeah,
try not to do it again.
So, I call her with numerous guys, lies, text messages, and pictures of her sleeping on another guy's bed. Lies about her going to her mom's house, but really she was going out spending the night with this guy's house. She claimed she didn't do anything after I busted him. So the first time I met this guy, when this guy dropped off in a two-door Mercedes and she claimed that it was Uber.
Oh, man.
Later on, when I asked her, she said that was a dad's friend. Am I being too nice? So I stayed with her to try to fix things.
I think you are being too nice, and I think you know you're being too nice. We can find you somebody better. We got a big network of people here.
Oh, yeah. Is that really?
Yeah, but I would be nice when I say see you later to her as well. So don't be mean about it. I would definitely move on if I have that kind of feeling.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, have a good one.
Yeah, buddy, you deserve better than
that. He deserves better, doesn't he?
But and like you could tell in his voice, he knew that she wasn't doing right by him.
Also, this was not one situation of circumstantial evidence.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a mountain of circumstantial
Absolutely.
Evidence.
All right, Kevin, I still got some light lit up, or do you want to go ahead?
No. Go. You can go ahead. I just want to hit a couple of quick fan texts. Again, somebody just texted from a 614 number. Where the hell are these people?
Doing
the Googles. We just had a call from Delaware. If you don't understand that the Tolo universe is massive, I don't know what to tell you. I'll tell you what. You take a phone call, and I'll sprinkle in a sports tidbit.
Okay, all right.
614 is Columbus, Ohio, by the way.
See? We got Ohio, Delaware.
Ohio. All right, here we go. And this is screenless, man. This is
very concerning.
Yeah, we don't have a clue what these people are talking about.
As if you couldn't tell already.
This is Corey. What's up?
Hey, bro.
What's up?
This is Frank. So, going back to the Rangers stuff, man. Trade Odor, Guzman, Maz, and a top pitching prospect. Go get Javi Baez. And, man, let's just go after this. All right, man. Y'all have a good night.
That's what I'm talking about,
right.
Frank.
I hate that.
I really thought that was Frank Provenzano for just half a second.
It was a different Frank.
All right.
But he gave us a sports thing. So
no, absolutely. Sports update for you as well. Tampa Bay defeats Oakland 5-1 in the wild card game. They will move into the ALDS.
This is Corey. What's up? This is Corey. What's up?
Hey, I just got one question for Kevin. What does he think about SmackDown moving to Fox?
Man, I really like the additional viewers that I'm hoping it brings in. I'm not thrilled with the fact that it seems like they're going to put the title on Brock Lesnar on Friday, but Eric Bischoff's running the show now, too, so we'll see how it all goes. I'm intrigued. I really am.
This is Corey. What's up?
Hey, Corey. It's semi-professional rapper Tolo Caleb here. I just wanted to hear your voice.
Oh, man.
You know?
It's so wonderful to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. My sports point is, I don't know if you're up on Panini and the sports cards. I'm just a little disappointed. There's way too many products.
Yeah.
Way too many rookie cards. Yeah. And it just disappoints me.
There's too many parallels, too. I don't know if you're with me on that. Because it used to be like if you got a parallel card, it was cool. Now it's like, oh, is it the ruby one? Is it the purple one? Is it the orange one?
Is this a crystal gems? What are we doing here?
Yeah, pretty much, except without like the LGBTQ undertones
kind of a weird situation.
So,
Caleb,
yeah.
How's married life treating you?
It's good. You know, we got a baby on the way now.
Yo, congrats, bro.
Hey,
congrats.
All right,
Caleb, talk to you later.
Hey, did you know that the Lakers' Kyle Kuzma signed a 5-year deal with Puma?
I did.
I just want to let you know that.
This is Corey. Oh.
That's what they wanted to know. They were like, hey, do you know who Kyle Kuzma signed with? And they hung up. They heard.
This is Corey. What's up?
Voila!
If you call in and do that, it automatically gets you hung up on.
Oh,
but it's
no,
great. It's worth it.
No, it's totally awesome. I love it.
It
did make me laugh. That was all I needed to hear from you.
All right,
that was enough to make my night.
Terrible sports news for RJ. Phil Fulmer, who led the Tennessee Volunteers to a national championship in 1998, said on the Vol Calls radio program, which I kind of feel like is what we're doing right now, that he will not return as a head coach, even though the team sucks.
Dude.
He didn't say that last part, but you got the idea.
I'm sorry, Kevin. We don't take a lot of calls on this station, right? Like, or on our show, at least. Throughout the history of the KNC Masterpiece, we haven't done a lot of calls. It is amazing to me to see how many phones are just calling in, how many people are calling in right now. It's amazing to me.
I mean, if we can come up with a name for this segment where we like sprinkle in random sports bits with phone calls, we got something.
From the 469, dude, y'all really need to make these KNC Frank shirts happen. Absolutely. This is Corey. What's up?
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah.
This 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah, what's up?
I was just wondering, putting it today, but what do you think's going to happen on General Hospital tonight?
Oh, my gosh. You
hold
know what?
On.
I think that.
No. Hold on.
Yeah, there's a big
on.
Error
hold
there.
Hold on.
General Hospital does That's not a, come
it goes
on.
It during the day.
Yeah,
right?
What are you doing there?
And also, I want to know, and if you have an answer to this, feel free to call in. Is All My Children, Young and the Restless, are those jams still going on?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm very confused, actually, because I'm pretty sure they've been shutting them down.
Yeah, my mom always tells the story about how she was watching, like, One Life to Live or All My Children when I was about to be born, and she was upset because all the nursing staff and the doctors were talking about what they were going to order for lunch, and she's like, hey, I'm having a baby over here, and they're like, what should we get for lunch? And she's like, this gigantic baby is coming out of me, so... Fun fact, when I was born, I weighed 10 and a half pounds.
Guys, I just realized I had been fat before. I was a big baby.
How much did you weigh?
I can't remember. I'll have to ask my mom, but I do remember I was a big baby.
This is Corey. What's up?
Corey, I think you blocked.
This is Corey. What's going on? Oh, no. Did Reggie turn everybody off?
All right.
Because
here's another sports factoid for you. The defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues in the opening night of the NHL. They lose to the last Stanley Cup champions before them, the Washington Capitals, 3-2 in overtime.
This is Corey. Are you on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hey, first off, I want to say Kevin is a huge baby. 10 and a half pounds is ridiculous.
Yeah. My sister was even bigger than that. How about that?
Also, fantasy question. Would you start Michael Gallup this week? You think he's going to play for real?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely think Brata he's going to play.
Brata said he's going to play.
Yeah, man. Good luck with your team this week. I think Gallup gets the most targets, too.
Really?
Yeah, because Amari Cooper's not 100%. While he's out there playing
Michael
right
Gallup's
now.
Michael Gallup's not 100%.
I think that between the two of them that, man, there is part of me now that is strongly considering, does Randall Cobb want the opportunity to show the Green Bay Packers what they are missing? And is he saying, hey, just get both of those guys out there? What's going on?
All right. So
were you really that big of a child? Is that what you're trying to figure out?
No, I was. From the 469, I was 10 pounds, 12 ounces, set a hospital record. Check this out. In 1879, a baby was born that weighed 23 pounds and 9 ounces. Don't make a joke. That baby only survived for 11 hours and then died.
Yeah, that was honestly the question I was going to ask.
That's really sad.
Kevin, I just looked it up. In 1879.
I just...
This is Corey. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Big fan of y'all. Calling in from Arkansas.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, Woo Pig. I just want to let y'all know, man. I was going through some things in my mind and everything, bad thoughts. But listening to y'all's radio show really helped me power through. And
dude,
I just want to
awesome.
Say thank y'all, and I love y'all, man. And y'all keep up the good work, man.
Sorry you have to live in Arkansas, but thank you.
And I want to tell a lot of people out there, and 817 segment name Sports Facts and Listeners React.
I like that.
I love hearing something like that from a Tolo, from a Master Pete, because we have a lot of, you're not alone. Kevin, we've heard from a lot of people that our show gives them an opportunity to enjoy life. And it really, like, there's part of me that's like, don't get a big head about this, Corey, but it's very humbling for us to know that you go through stuff, you struggle through stuff. We all do. We all have things. Man, I come to on air and talk about the stuff I'm going on with Lucy. Kevin's talked about some of the depression he's dealt with before. We all have. And the fact that, you know what, I look forward to coming in to work because I get to talk to my fellas. It's fun. It's the thing that I look forward to the most. Reggie leaves the little fishbowl over there and walks in here just to hang out all the time because we're family here. And the fact that y'all listen every night and the fact that y'all take part in what we do by texting into the show, calling into the show for whatever reason, and it makes you feel a little bit better, it's awesome to us, and we absolutely love it.
Well, and I'll tell you guys this on air. We had a couple people in studio last night, and they messaged me after the fact, and one of the guys said it was one of the best times he's had in a really, really long time and helped him get his mind off a bunch of the crap that's going on in his life. All right, well,
there's always something
yep.
that you can keep going for.
don't use a permanent solution to a temporary problem, right? From the 920, just to be fair, so we give the counterpoint, this is awful. So maybe people didn't like it. I feel like people did like it, but maybe at least one person in the universe did not enjoy it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll give you the updated baseball playoff brackets and also might give you a little bit of a list offbeat holidays if Halloween isn't your thing. Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Got a list coming up in just a moment. I'm not going to take any more calls right now.
Aww.
And I don't, you know what? I don't know exactly like if that was a, if I should do that ever again. I don't know if we should ever do that again, but maybe I will. I do want to point out Steven Goskowski out for the season on IR, Kevin.
Yes, I told you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Kevin said that.
All right, so I had it in a different note at a different time, and I just wanted to remind myself about it.
All right, can I remind you the updated playoff brackets? National League, Cardinals at the Braves. Five-game series, get started Thursday at Atlanta. Also started Thursday, the Nationals at the Dodgers. Then for the American League, that is now set Friday, five-game series, Minnesota Twins at the New York Yankees, and now with their victory tonight, the Tampa Bay Rays at the Houston Astros.
When do the Rangers play? When are they going to be in the playoffs?
March 27th, 2020.
You really think they're going to make it into the playoffs next year?
No, that's when their regular season starts.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Playoffs have changed.
I was talking with Bassick, and I think, I can't recall, but I think he believes this is the preferable matchup for the Astros because the A's started to play a lot better against the Astros in the second half of the season, beat them 7 out of 11 games. So they were like, we don't want to see the A's. So the fact that they get the Rays now, they're probably going to romp in that series.
Man, are y'all interested in baseball aside from the Rangers?
Not really.
I mean, in the playoffs, sure.
Really?
Why not? It's playoff baseball.
Do you pick a team every year? Do you have another team that you're interested in?
The good ones.
Okay, so you're just like, whoever the best teams this season are, I want to see them. Like, I am interested to watch Garrett Cole pitch in the playoffs.
Sure.
That'll be something I'll check in on.
But I want him to do bad.
Why?
Because the better he does, the higher the price goes.
I think the price is already there.
No, I think the price is already high. But like if he won World Series MVP, then it goes even higher.
From the 682, do it. Take more calls. Y'all are the best at interacting with the fans.
That's true.
From the 817, guys, I know I just called in like an idiot, but it helps when I get to communicate with you. I couldn't hear myself. I probably got dumped.
Can I admit it?
What?
There was a couple of callers there where I forgot to turn the volume back up.
Oh my God! So if you didn't get on air, next time you see Reggie, tell him.
Board man doesn't give an F about your problems.
All right, now it's time for tonight's list.
Barstool Sports.
I'm going to try DaQueen B again because I feel like you heard it and then you went and looked it up.
I can feel it.
Is it DaQueen?
DaQueen. Also, I'm assuming that does not bode well for my chances of being right.
Oh, DaQueen. Huh.
Yeah, is this for Angie B Productions?
I don't see any lists. Angie B? That sounds like an adult film site, Kevin.
Buzzing with the Queen.
That you've landed on yourself upon.
I don't think I want to see that. Oh, yeah, she's an evangelist. That'd be weird.
Oh, okay. No, it is neither one of those. Gentlemen, it is from
Barstool Sports.
The Chive.
What?
You're welcome, America.
God, first
so
time ever.
This month is known for what?
Halloween.
State Fair of Texas.
Ooh. That's true. Mm-hmm. But I know you guys are glad to
I'll
know.
I'll be there Sunday if anybody's there.
I do have all my Halloween decorations up. Now, I have to go back Nobody and get cares. A couple of little things here what? And there, but they're good to go.
No, it is
Hold
known.
On, you don't care?
No.
That's hurtful.
I actually, all of our Halloween decorations are still in the attic.
Oh. I have six different rooms decorated.
You have six rooms in your house?
Right?
Hold on, that's not...
Reggie lives in an efficiency.
Yeah, but that's because he has two 4K TVs.
In that efficiency.
That's his own fault.
Good point.
That's his own fault. He could be living somewhere much nicer.
Reggie lives in that little studio right there, all
Look,
right?
And I you're cannot walking control around with the intercom rooms? Pay structure. I bought him stuff. That sounds weird. I would like to retract that. Back to you, Corey. So it's known for the State Fair, is what I meant.
Something, something Halloween.
If I go to the fair
reading,
on
I was
Sunday,
reading a text.
Could we all hang out together and like do fair things together?
This Sunday?
Yeah.
I'm getting there as it opens.
What time does the fair open?
10.
Oh, that's man. Not bad.
I'm parking very close. I got great parking.
Supposed to go back to church.
And I'm not gonna be there past 1.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And my sister is bringing her kid with her husband. So we're kind of, but yes, if okay. you're there in that time frame.
We can hang.
So are we doing a show outing at the fair? Is that what we're doing?
Oh,
that's what.
Do you want to go to the fair Sunday
Reggie's
morning?
Reggie's never been to the state fair.
I'm what? Available.
Ever?
Never.
Reggie's never
Not
been to the state
once.
Fair.
Dude, could we turn Sunday into KNC Fair Day?
Yes.
I know it's short notice, but.
Yeah. Dude. I think we can, man. I think we can get this thing done. I don't know if Colby will make it, but I think we can get...
Yeah, he'll be like, I'd whiskey.
I think we can get the main pieces
I think we
there.
Could bribe him with like a few turkey legs.
Oh, yeah.
My thing man. Is, I'm not drinking beer right now.
Oh, no.
What's yeah, because we're on air, of
and
course.
And there's a lot of beer there to be drank, and I want to drink it all, like early on a Sunday morning. Man, there's nothing better than waking up and drinking a beer. Actually, there are lots of things better, but... I miss those days. Tonight's list comes from The Chive. October is known for Halloween, but if Halloween isn't your thing, which for Kevin, it clearly is.
God, I love Halloween so much.
Then.
I'm even thinking about moving just because the neighborhood has awesome Halloween.
Here are some days for you this month that you need to keep an eye out for. Oh, man. It already happened. October 2nd.
That's today.
National Custodial Workers Recognition Day.
What?
Ooh, I just saw our custodial worker.
Yeah, I'm going to go get
Or
her
that was Jeremy.
What's her name?
It was one of those two people.
I don't get an opportunity to chat with her.
I said or Jeremy because I've only seen two people all night that weren't XKO fighters.
Her name's Jen.
Is it really? Yeah. I don't think it is.
Pretty sure if you just throw Jen out, you can probably yeah.
see.
Most
I also, see, I knew he was bluffing.
I also don't think it is. Not because I don't think he knows this person. I don't think he knows anybody's name. Like, were you just called the new person we just hired Guy? You're like, can I just call you Guy?
How great would have been if his name was actually Guy?
Do you know why I know what Jeremy's name is? Because somebody introduced him as Big Wiener Jeremy. And that's when I was like, oh, that's the guy.
Okay. If they just said Jeremy, you'd be like, okay, my man.
But if he'd have said, no, actually, my name's John, I would have been like, the hell is happening right now? Number two, October 4th, 10-4 day.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, ham radio folks, let's go.
Oh.
10-4, good
buddy. I was
trying
to think of some inverse of weed or something, but yeah. That makes more sense.
Why are you always thinking about weed, Kevin?
Because I'm on this show.
October 4th is also National Ships in a Bottle Day.
What?
Celebration of one of the strongest hobbies in existence.
To be fair, though, Reggie, did you see that Lego ship in a bottle we had at the house? That thing was awesome.
I feel like I did, but I very quickly erased it from my memory. So.
Oh, man, everybody liked that. Brandon's really excited to show you his shoes.
Good shoes.
Good. Number five, October 7th, World Smile Day. It wouldn't make any sense, but I do wish they released the Joker on that day.
Yes. Dude, by the way, have you seen all like the
is that
extra?
Is that this Saturday?
That is yeah. this Saturday.
Spring, the fan?
Yeah.
Can you still register?
You cannot register anymore. I'll say that I told you last time, and I was right. If you're like, crap, I didn't get to register. You just show up.
Be early, though. Don't just show up.
Yeah, at the Studio Movie Grill off of Spring Valley. The screen is at 4 o'clock. Traditionally, we have a few seats that open up because some people no-show. I think that you can get it done if you do that. But, man, there's been, like, all kinds of police
do
calls
I need to let
and
the
extra
boss?
Security.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think he sent us that email, so maybe you should. I'll do that, too.
Ooh, y'all might not get seats.
October 8th, National Pierogi Day.
Huh? Pierogi.
Pierogi?
Yep.
What's a pierogi?
It's like a sandwich, I think. I feel pretty good about
it. It looks like a taco.
Not a taco.
It looks like a puff pastry of some sort.
Oh.
I want to eat one. I would eat that thing all day. Yum.
You said it looks more like a dumpling than anything.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
Which it is. It's an Eastern European dumpling.
Thanks. October 9th, bring your teddy bear to work / school day.
What?
KT on October 9th can bring that big-ass stuffed bear that he has.
Barry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that.
It's a creative name for a bear, Kevin.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you think it's because it's a bear, or do you think it's because he really likes that HBO show?
It's likely it's actually like the show.
Yeah.
Actually,
no, he's had Barry long.
Yeah, he's had a Barry for a long time.
Kind of
so the show was actually inspired by the bear. Yeah.
The show's good, but it's not that good.
October 11th.
KT will fight you.
Southern Food Heritage Day.
Let's do it. I'm with it.
What's your favorite Southern food piece?
Cornbread.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Biscuits.
Yeah, that's also good. All of them are good. Smothered pork chops would be great.
Oh. Adrian, actually, she said Lucy needs to eat some more. So tonight, she made biscuits and gravy for tomorrow morning.
Man, I
collard greens.
I want people to be like, Kevin, you need to eat more.
Here, eat some.
I'll be like, okay.
Biscuits and gravy. Fat boy. That's what I think every time I want to eat biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
International Moment of Frustration Scream Day is okay. October 12th.
Where is Colby's got to be on
that. Scream for 30 seconds.
We need to make this a thing. I wish it was socially acceptable for you to just yell as loud as you wanted for like 5 seconds. But people look at you when you do that. And like, I just need that as my exhaust valve because I get really, really angry and I need just to do that. And I wish everyone just accepted it.
Hold on, Kevin. You are the person who has told me before that you don't care what people think.
Yeah.
All that's of a sudden, true. You're letting people looking at you stop you from like a 5 second screen.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. From now on, it's back on.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you once said that you had pooped yourself, and then Colby called you a liar, and you yelled telling him that you weren't a liar.
That was edited, sir.
That was not. October 15th, National Face Your Fears Day.
Ooh. What if it was Face Your Beers Day?
So, Kevin, I think that's the day to get married.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I'm more scared of than getting married? Bees.
Oh,
that's true.
So October 15th,
please
we can bring
a
jar of bees.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my God, no.
What if the beekeeper was like, these bees are all...
Nope.
All their stingers have been removed.
No, because you remember when we saw that trail of dead bees and I freaked out when we were at spring training and you were like, I'm going to kick one of them, see what happens. I'm like, you shouldn't. And then it started to move.
October 16th, Dictionary Day.
Why you say it like that?
Yeah. How are you supposed to say it?
Who's Nary? Think it over.
Do people still have dictionaries in the crib?
Would you rather have a dictionary or a thesaurus?
I have 3 dictionaries. One's real big, one's small, like the little pocket size one.
Did I ever tell you I had an idea for a stuffed animal? It was the world's smartest dinosaur, the thesaurus. And it would like walk around and give you like different
words to use.
Yeah, exactly.
Indubitably.
You're in then.
Reggie's the thesaurus.
Ooh, you could voice the thesaurus. I bet Netflix would give us 2 seasons.
Indubitably.
The thesaurus would be like, what it do, homie?
How are you doing today, friend? Like, that's how you would translate.
October 19th, Evaluate Your Life Day.
Oh, man, I'm doing that right now. These last couple segments really have me rethinking some things.
October 23rd, National Mole Day.
Oh,
which
man.
Type of mole?
Ooh, like somebody who rats you out or the thing on your
It's in honor of Avogadro's number.
Sure.
Ah, so like the mathematics mole, M-O-L.
6.02 times 10 to the 23rd power.
I can't. I don't know.
You're still evaluating your life day?
Yeah.
October 26th, National Mule Day.
Ooh.
What kind of mule?
Did you know?
Hopefully a Kentucky mule.
Or that drink that Roy Williams is selling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
did you know that is also my son's birthday and also the day of homecoming?
Or?
No. I'm not going to say
Hoco.
It.
There it is.
October 29th, National Cat Day.
Gross.
You want to ask the question you've asked the last two times?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He said, "Look,
who likes cats?"
All right, listen.
They're jerks.
So when Adrian and I started dating, on our first date, I went and sat down in this chair, and I was waiting for Adrian to come to the living room, and this cat just jumped up in my lap and laid down. And her mom walked in and goes, "Oh my God." And I was like, "What?" And at first I was like, "Oh crap, did this cat sneak in behind me?" And she was like, "That cat never does that for anybody."
Oh.
And I was like, "This is obviously a good sign. I already have the cat in my lap." And so I was like, "Okay, well, that's kind of cool. They just gotten the cat." Anyway, later on down the road, Adrian and I move in together, and that cat was there and loved me. Just loved me. So yeah, I don't love cats. I did like that cat.
Okay.
I like that cat.
Okay.
October 30th, National Candy Corn Day. Stupid. October 30th, Created Great Funeral Day.
Oh, yes. I've already given instructions to multiple people about things that I want to happen at my funeral.
And then October 31st, National Knock Knock Joke Day. So those, I need you to plan your month accordingly, is what I'm trying to say. For all these days, be ready. Like National Bee Day. Is that what it is? Face your fears.
Yes, face your fears.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo.
Don't cry. The segment's over. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That's how you do that. Coming up next, just got time for one more thing.
Knock, knock.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it's time for this. One more thing. Eagle's Nest. Tomorrow, 7 to 11. I have a feeling we'll be there a little bit earlier as to prepare for the show.
Not that much.
Do not talk to us while we're preparing for the show.
Oh, my God.
I have to concentrate, Reggie.
All right.
I don't know what I got to do with that.
When I close my laptop, you can talk to me.
Oh, my God.
Until then, I need a glass of water with two lemons. Uh-huh. And some fried pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter if somebody walks up to you and says, "Voila"?
That'll make me laugh. I'll probably hang up on you. And I think it's, I love
in
it.
In person? Yeah.
You never hung up on somebody in person?
Yeah, I have.
I've seen you just tune out of people before. They're talking to you, and you're just like, yeah, and you just turn back around and start working on the computer.
I can multitask.
And our boss is like, "Why did he do that to me?"
Well, if he ever spent any time with me at the newspaper, he would know that's how I operate. I can do two things at the same time.
Guys, also one more thing. NFL wide receiver Percy Harvin.
Oh, man.
Claims that he was high on marijuana in every game he played in his NFL career.
Is that surprising?
No. No, and I wouldn't be surprised if there are more people that are high on marijuana in every game that they play.
Didn't Percy Harvin, wasn't he the athlete with all of the headaches?
Migraines.
Yeah, the migraines. He said, that seems right up
the
alley.
He said, there's not a game I play that I wasn't high.
I don't think he said it like that.
And he said,
in the story, it's spelled with like six I's.
He said that even with seven different prescriptions for his anxiety disorder, marijuana seemed to be the only thing that helped him level out. He's quoted as saying, and that's what I kind of want the world to see today, as he was doing an interview. It's not a stigma and people doing it and getting into a whole bunch of trouble. It's just people that's just living regular life that just got deficiencies or maybe just want to enjoy themselves. And that's a natural way to do it. And, but yeah, he told Bleacher Report that he played every game that way. And that's, as more and more people start that have played, start saying something like this, will the NFL be like, well, we knew it all along? Or, and I mean, are these players like Calvin Johnson? I just always pass tests.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know why some of these guys can get away with it and some can't. And the NFL's not, you know, they didn't, you know, come down on these guys.
That's an interesting question for sure. Guys, one more thing. Chris Stone will no longer be the editor-in-chief at Sports Illustrated. You might not care about that on the surface, but there's some interesting things happening over at Sports Illustrated. We talked about this, I don't know, it was maybe like a year or so ago. They stopped being weekly and they moved to every other week. Well, Chris Stone has been at Sports Illustrated for 27 years and he's leaving the country, he's leaving the company. And now it sounds like they're about to have a bunch of editorial layoffs. This from an organization that has like already been thinned down editorially. They only come out once every other week. They are less relevant now than they've been in the history of their
publication. Are we going to lose Sports Illustrated?
That's my thought.
Somebody just texted in. Eagles Nest on September 6th in remembrance of ESPN The Body Magazine. I'm there. We just lost ESPN The Body Magazine.
Uh-huh.
Reggie, do you remember that?
Huh?
And exactly. Now we're about to lose Sports Illustrated, The Body?
I mean, this is just the way magazines are going. Like, Entertainment Weekly is still called Entertainment Weekly, but now they only come out once a month. And they're like, we're going to keep the name, though, because it's got a lot of name value. And I think you could see a time in the next couple of years where there's no more print edition.
Can they not just be Entertainment?
Ooh, that's not bad.
Monthly?
No, they cannot.
They want you to think it's all high end.
Exactly.
Guys, one more thing. The number of people who can now shout Uno with their friends just got bigger and more inclusive. Mattel announced today, actually, I'm sorry, not today, Tuesday, that fans of Uno can now play it Uno Braille.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to have 7 million. There's more than 7 million blind and low vision people in the USA. Mattel worked with the National Federation of the Blind to make the game more inclusive. The fact that a blind person is now able to play a classic game of Uno straight out of the box with both blind and sighted friends or family members is a truly meaningful moment for our community.
So now we can break up friendships between blind people as well.
Dude, Uno doesn't break up friendships. That's
you
Monopoly,
must not be
bro.
Playing Uno, right?
No, yeah. I just whoop
skip,
people at Uno.
Skip, reverse, bro. Skip.
Reverse back to me. And I like to talk trash. Well, that's how I'd be like, reverse back to me. That's absolutely. And then you know what really causes the controversy?
Take two cards.
If you
the wild
get
card.
Down to one card and don't say Uno and that other person's just waiting and they're like, Uno! You didn't say it, you draw two cards. Then you're like, F you.
Fighting words.
Yeah. Man, okay, when you play Uno, if you make somebody draw two or draw four, do they also lose their turn?
Yeah, that's your turn.
Oh, man. That's
but you
tough.
Also get to choose the color now, too, right?
Well, depending if it's a wild. If there are wild draw fours, so maybe if that's the case, yeah.
For my birthday, I got WWE Uno cards, and I haven't played them yet, but there's an extra card in there. It's called like a slam card or something. Gonna change the game. I'm really excited. I don't exactly know what the slam card does, but it's like a new card to Uno. Sounds pretty cool.
So do you ever go, do you smell this draw four I'm about to play on you?
Oh, man. No. But I will, especially if it's a game I know I'm going to lose and there's lots of people, I'll wait till it gets reversed or whatever for that person that screwed up my chances of winning the game and make it my only mission is to make sure they don't win. So I'll hold that draw four. I'll just keep drawing until it's back around. I'm like, oh, yeah, guess what? Now, bam, draw four, red. It was red. Take your four cards and shut up.
Welcome, blind people, to our dysfunction.
Guys, one more. Man, I'm getting mad just thinking about it. Guys, one more thing. There's no need for the Florida game to take place this weekend. Now, Florida, they're looking pretty okay in the rankings. They're a top 10. They're a fringe top 10, but they're right there at about number 10. So this weekend, they're supposed to play number 7 Auburn, one of the better games of the weekend. Well, it's already played out at Florida because in the Gator Stadium, on the scoreboard, it says end of the fourth quarter, final score, Florida 38, Auburn 0. Do you think that's what the score will be? Because Auburn's actually favored by 3. I just thought that was really
I think so, Kevin.
All right.
Why even waste the time now watching the game?
You already know what's going
to
happen.
Go to the state fair on Sunday instead.
Ooh.
I mean, I know the game's on Saturday, but even still.
You're going to need time to recover.
Guys, one more thing. Kevin, do you like Khalil Mack?
He's the best.
How much better do you think he is than the Raiders?
Oh, my God. So much better.
The entire defense?
Yes.
All right. Since the trade, Khalil Mack has played 18 games. The Raiders have played 20 games.
Okay.
Since the trade, Khalil Mack has had 17 sacks, 0.94 per game. Since the trade, the entire Raiders defense has had 18 sacks.
Oh, my God.
0.90 per game. Since the trade, Khalil Mack has forced 10 fumbles. Since the trade.
10 fumbles?
Yes. Since the trade, the Raiders have forced 8 fumbles. He's forced more fumbles than the entire Raiders team. Since the trade, Khalil Mack has 1 touchdown. The Raiders defense has 2 touchdowns. Khalil Mack is better than the entire Raiders defense.
Then you heard Gruden is like, it's hard to find a player like Khalil Mack.
Shut your mouth!
You had Khalil Mack!
He said he didn't want to trade him, though.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't want to.
I don't believe that.
Liar.
Guys, one more thing. Couple of baseball notes for you. Walker Buehler, who we all thought was going to get traded to the Rangers at one point, is going to start game 1 of the NLDS over Clayton Kershaw. And David Ortiz is returning to TV for Fox during their MLB postseason coverage. So some big news there, and just shows you how quickly Walker Buehler has rocketed up the charts in Los Angeles.
Guys, one more thing. There is a humpback whale in existence.
Mm-hmm.
And he was delighted to see some passengers on a boat in Washington.
Was it by that barge Wendy's?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think it was. So that's probably why he showed up. They kept throwing the spicy chicken nuggets out into the water, and he was like,
man. I bet a whale would eat chicken nuggets. How many chicken nuggets do you think a whale could eat?
More than Parker.
1,000?
Billion.
Okay.
Dude, think about how much krill they eat.
Okay.
All they do is eat all day. Eating. Bunch of stuff.
It ain't cheating.
But it did use its blowhole to exhale and make sputtering sounds, like from an exhaust, and it was trying to communicate. It was trying to communicate with humans while it was next to them, dude. And that's amazing that we can now speak to whales for the first time.
It is nice.
So, there you go.
Guys, one more thing. We told you that the St. Louis Blues are, of course, the defending Stanley Cup champions. Well, they have a super fan named Layla Anderson.
Layla!
She was in Boston for Game 7. She was able to get on the ice after they won the cup. She has a rare immune disorder called HRH, and she's inspired the team all along the way. And so I think it's really cool that they've bonded with her and everything like that. So right before the season started, they had a special treat for her. They gifted her a Stanley Cup ring.
I wish we could gift our fans a Stanley Cup ring.
It really is awesome. They posted a video up on their Twitter. A couple of the players swing by her house, and they give her this box, and she's like, oh, hey.
I saw this, yeah.
She's like super amped up, and then she opens the box, And like she starts to cry and like she's just freaking out and everything. And as you would probably guess.
Great human moment right there, man.
It really is. And she's got on a cool shirt that says, "Let's go, kids." And so I just I still hate the Blues, but that seems like something that's easy enough to root for.
Guys, one more thing. Tom Jackson is going to miss Sunday night's episode of NFL Primetime
on ESPN Plus
due to an Achilles injury.
What?
Yeah, Ryan Clark is going to spot start in his absence. So adjust your fantasy lineups accordingly. Because he has an Achilles, and so he can't show up, man. That stinks.
Guys, one more thing, maybe two last things for you. Air Force's 23-year-old Falcon mascot Aurora has died. And then another college football news.
Aurora Borealis?
I've never seen that. That'd be awesome. Leonard Fournette, not to be confused with Leonard Fournette, has left the LSU program. Leonard Fournette has quit playing well for the Jags, but Leonard Fournette has quit playing at all for LSU. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be out at the Eagle's Nest in Fort Worth. We'll be there from 7 to 11 p.m. We'll be doing giveaways. We'll have some G-bag flags. So you should come out and see us there. If nothing else, though, make sure you tune in the season of full shows. 7 to 11 KNC right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.